Saga Egmont presents Shot in the Dark by Anna Britton, read by Yasmin Mwanza. For John. Run. Her foot slips on a patch of wet leaves. There's a wrench from her knee to her hip as she slams down onto her hands. She scrambles back to standing. Pain flares with every step, but she cannot stop. She clenches her fists and runs on. Breathe. The cold air is harsh against her throat. Trees steal the scant light of the moon, illuminating the forest in sharp shafts. She can hear rough panting behind. She stumbles, imagining it racing over the undergrowth, nimble on four legs. Run. The desperate struggle for each breath becomes mingled with sobs. Her hurried steps shorten. She pauses beside a tree and wipes her face on her sleeve. She shouldn't stop. Every moment she's still, it gets closer. Climb. Running is no longer an option. She hauls herself up into the tree, hefts her weight onto the lower branches, and reaches again. Steadying herself on her uninjured leg, she climbs higher. Her arms shake. Her fingers numb, except for the sting where one of her fake nails snapped off. Her palms slip over the rough bark. Fuck. The dog crashes into the trunk. Ignoring how her joints twist and ache, she pulls her legs up as it snarls and thrashes. Through the great cloud made by her breath, the dog hurls itself at the tree. It leaps and claws. Dirt and foamy spit coat its white fur. Its bulging eyes are fixed on her, but she has climbed out of reach. Breathe. Her legs cramp. She shifts and pain blooms in her thigh. Dipping her fingers into cracks in the wood, she leans her forehead on the bark and resettles her weight. The dog growls, snapping at the lower branches of the tree. She can almost shut it out. She focuses on the pulse of blood in her ears, the hot air whistling over her lips. Breathe. The chase is over. The moon is bright, its beams shifting as the wind shuffles the few leaves left on the near-naked trees. Sweat cools on her forehead. She shivers and hugs closer to the thick trunk. Frigid air presses into her neck. Her scarf disappeared somewhere during the chase. She needs to call someone, get help. But her limbs are heavy. Her eyelids droop. Click. She jerks upright. Pain lances down her leg, but she twists, squinting through the forest. Her eyes struggle against the changing light, the natural movement of the trees. She has only heard that sound once before. Blood leaps in her veins. It's not just her and the dog in this forest. Bang, bang, bang. Her arms drop. The tree turns, bark scratching across her face. Her heart lurches as the last of her balance deserts her. Her fall is not gentle. Branches that had been her salvation batter her back and scrape her arms. She thumps into the ground. Twigs crunch, and the dog pants. She cannot run. She closes her eyes as moist breath stutters over her face. Day 1, Tuesday, 10th of October. Call connected at 8:20.
Yes? Mr. Donlow, it's Carl. What do you want? I'm on my way out. Sorry, but I was just checking the grounds this morning and I found a body.
What?
Sir, I found a... I heard you, a body of...
A girl.
Good God, where?
Down in the forest, sir, round on the east side.
Christ almighty, who is it?
I don't know, it's hard to tell.
How did they die?
I think they were shot.
Have you called the police?
They're on their way, sir.
I'll be at the office. Don't give them the number unless they ask.
Timothy, sent 8:46. Come home now. Terence, sent 8:52.